Zinc Media. Feel the power of knowledge.
First hour go in the can already. Here it is, the second hour. I am your lovable host, Elrod, coming to you live once again from the Bunkerized Studio, located somewhere within the great granite state of New Hampshire, where the state motto is still live free or die. It is not big government or bust. And here it is on Tuesday, July number 31 in the year of our Lord 2018, the last day of July. So I guess depending on where you are, it could be literally halfway through summer. Although we're very, I think we got 6 weeks left of summer. They should have like a groundhogs type of day on July 31st to see how much more summer we're going to have. Yeah, it's going to be six more weeks of summer, or no, it's going to be an early fall type of thing. But I'm sure that will get tainted too somehow by some environmentalist wacko. It is what it is, folks. Welcome back. Again, it is a nice, not so bright, but still sunny day out there in the northern climes of New England this morning. And the weather, of course, is going to be north of the 80-degree mark Fahrenheit. Anybody remember that? Now, when I was in school, they were trying to teach us the metric system, and they swore by the year 2000, the United States was going to be fully converted over to the metric system. And I remember them spending, I didn't realize as a kid that they were spending all this kind of money, but especially in a couple of states that we're living in, Michigan, I know for one, they spent an awful lot of money changing highway signs. So it included miles and kilometers. By the way, for those of you in Rush Limbaugh's Rhea Linda, that is the proper pronunciation for kilometer. It is kilometer. Why is it? Because it's a kilo. It's not a kilo. It's not a kilometer. It's kilometer. Because it's millimeter, a centimeter. It's kilometer. Because the whole term is meter. A meter is the form of measurement. It's not meter. Pronouncing things properly, having proper diction is very important. Or as they say down south, it's important. Very important. But in any case, they built these wonderful... Oh, isn't that lovely? I have a good-sized spider in the Bunkerized Studio building what appears to... looks like it's building a web. Nice. We'll have to take care of that after the program. Yeah, well, somebody, you going to put it outside? No, we'll see. If it cooperates, it may live. If it doesn't, it's dead. Any case, I know that's probably anti-environmentalist. You know, spiders do a wonderful job outside. Do you want a spider in your house building webs all over the place? I sure as hell don't. Do you want a spider in your office building webs all over the place? I sure as hell don't. I don't even want spiders in my, when I have a shed, I don't want spiders inside my shed or garage. It's because it's where humans are. Spiders belong outside or in big old barns. Unless, of course, it's like the movie Arachnophobia, then you don't want the spider to get too damn big because that just gets scary. And I'm not afraid of spiders, but there's just a thing about spiders getting to... I could not have a tarantula as a pet. I have no idea why people like that. I mean, you get these things, they call them, they're the size of dinner plates sometimes. That's not a pet. That is a little bit freaky scary. Not going to lie, I'm not afraid of spiders, but when it comes to something like that, eek, that's a little bit creepy in my book. I know there are some people that love those things, but good God almighty, ain't no way I'm having a tarantula as a pet. They're benign. They're not benign. they're not. You have you have a form of arachnophobia. If one of those things was charging you, but there are spiders that charge human beings. They charge large creatures. If something that is much smaller than you comes charging at you, what do? You run. In the opposite, I don't care how big or bad you are, if something like that, that looks like that, and it's much smaller than you, and all you have to do is really stomp on it to get rid of it, but if they come charging at you like that, what do most people do? Just about every human being on the planet would run in the opposite direction. So don't tell me I have arachnophobia. I don't. It's just, certain instincts kick in for human beings that say that's not right. It's one thing if it's, say, a lion that's chasing you. It's bigger, more powerful, stronger. It knows it. But when something little like that charges you, it could even be a freaking chipmunk. What the hell are you going to... You're going to run. Because it registers in our brain that that's not normal. There's something wrong with that creature. Honestly speaking. I'm not afraid to admit it. If a tarantula came charging at me, I'd run. Unless I had a gun, then I'd just shoot it. But honestly, it's not going to... Well, if a little tiny spider, would that charge you? Would you? Well, no. That tiny, I would not run. I'd just stomp on it. But tarantulas are... You don't really want to step on a tarantula. That's a lot of bug juice there. It's just gross. Any case, sorry for... I got distracted by... The spider, it is building. It's a webs are a beautiful thing. I can see it now. Any case, back on track here. Continuing with what I mentioned last hour when it comes to the Ocasio-Cortez person, as well as everybody else, when it comes to liberal Democrats. There is a comment. Hot Air has actually printed a comment to one of their stories. Now, the story is irrelevant. The comment itself is what's getting the headlines. The comment itself is what's absolutely brilliant. And the comment was actually written by a person by the name of Joel Curtinitis. Curtinitis. Now, I don't know anything about Joel Curtinitis. I don't know if he's an actual writer or what have you for Hot Air or anybody else. But here is the title, the headline for this comment. And when it comes to, it's based on racism, which has everything to do with what I talked about last hour. Your conservative friends aren't racist, and the accusation provides cover for real racist. I have been saying this for years now. By the left calling those in the right racist, what they're actually doing is providing cover for the real racism that is going on within the left. Because there has never been a major shift of racist Democrats to the Republican Party. It just didn't happen. And nobody can point to a period in time when there was such a shift, because it never happened. I don't care who you ask, how learned they are, if you ask anybody, when exactly did the left become the right? When did they switch from left to right? Just within a few years. You know, obviously it all didn't happen in one day, but what time period? They can't tell you, because it didn't happen. And actually, the reality is that whenever you have a leftist pointing a finger at you, you know damn well that they're pointing the finger at you to cover up what they're doing themselves, because they're accusing you of what they're doing. And it has been proven time and time and time again. Here is the comment. I have known real, actual, honest-to-God racists, writes Joel Curtinitis. He says, they do still exist, and unfortunately many of them have crept out of the shadows under the Trump presidency. I never in my life thought I would have to argue against the absurd concept of genetic heritage and serious suggestions to divide the U.S. into ethnic microstates, but that's exactly the kind of reactionary undercurrent that serious constitutional conservatives have had to stave off the last couple of years. Reactionary. Feeling. There is no logic to it. There's no thought behind it. It's reactionary. Like your reaction to a big spider charging you is to run. It makes no logical sense for you to do that, but it is your reaction. It's a feeling, an emotion, flight response. He continues, and our efforts are frequently hampered by the left's insistence on dishonestly weaponizing those terms against those of us holding the line. It also evidences a flippancy about the issue of race that's unbecoming to those who claim to stand up for equality. They don't believe in equality because they don't believe you are equal to them to begin with. People who call conservative Daily Wire editor Ben Shapiro a white supremacist can't be taken seriously and undermine their own credibility on issues of race. Shapiro was the top target of journalistic anti-Semitism, according to the Anti-Defamation League. And social media attacks against him over the last 2 years provide a snapshot of what real racism looks like. Now, I find it interesting that Joel Curtinitis would use Ben Shapiro as his prime example. Not saying it's a wrong person to utilize. He's a really good example of what leftist, democratic, liberal racism really looks like, what it's all about. However, there are better examples than Ben Shapiro, but Ben Shapiro has a bully pulpit that these other people do not. And so that makes him a prime target. Like, as I've told people, I don't always agree with Ben Shapiro. As a matter of fact, you know, I find it hard to listen to Ben Shapiro speak. Not that he's an idiot or not that he doesn't espouse good logical reason, because he usually does. And there are times I disagree with him. It's just, to be frank, his voice kind of annoys me, which is why I can't listen to Mark Levin or Levin very long. His voice annoys me too. But it doesn't take away from who they are and what they believe and what they know and what they espouse. I read a lot of what Ben Shapiro writes, and I read a lot of what Mark Levin writes. I know Levine, geez, tomato, tomato. The reality is that there are black people out there who are black Republicans, like Sheriff David Clark. How often does those on the left rip him? He's not the only one. But he's a glaring example. He's former law enforcement officer. He was a sheriff. So that's the equivalent of being a police chief for a city force. So he reached the top levels of law enforcement. He got there by his own merit and his own education, knowledge, what have you. And now he's what? Now he's what's he doing in the Trump? He's something in the Trump administration now. When he's basically a self-made, well-educated black man. No qualms about it. Sheriff David Clark has been on this program. A very intelligent man. Law and order, constitutionalist. Firmly believes in the Second Amendment and the First Amendment. And this guy is constantly lambasted by the left. Because he had the audacity to get off the liberal plantation. He had the audacity. And you don't do that to liberals. You don't walk away from liberals. You do not walk away from Democrats. Do you not understand that if you walk away from Democrats, you're a racist? If you love yourself and you think of yourself as a person who can get along just fine without government, and that you are better able to help your fellow man, your fellow neighbor, and your family member better than government, you are a racist. Racist, and racism is now a code word for anti-big, giant, socialist government. The reality is, if somebody calls you a racist today, you should probably wear that with a badge of honor. You're right. I am bigoted against giant government. I am bigoted against democratic socialism. I am bigoted against anybody who wants a governmental system that wants to take away my freedom or my rights. I am bigoted against anybody who wants to tell me how to live my life above reason. Sure, society has got to have some rules that we all have to live by. Obviously, you can't murder people. You can't steal from people. You can't do certain things that society as a whole throughout history has called societal norms. Outside of that, you want to make a law that says I can't spit on the street? Really? While you allow people to defecate on the street? I'm bigoted against stuff like that. You want to tell me, you want to make a law that says I can't buy the kind of light bulb that I want to buy when it's not really harming the environment? I'm bigoted against stuff like that. You better believe it. You want to tell me that the money that I earn really isn't mine, that it belongs to the government, and I should be happy to pay higher taxes? I'm bigoted against that. You want to tell me that I can't have my primary home and a vacation home and maybe a third home if I want, if I earn the money and pay for it honestly, ethically, and morally? You want to tell me that's too many? Yeah, I'm bigoted against stuff like that. If they call you a racist or a bigot, you should wear the badge proudly, because they're telling you, we don't like constitutionalists. We don't like people who believe in freedom. We don't like people who believe in small but efficient government. Oh yeah, folks, they're not accusing you of real racism, because the real racism is within them and their party, and they know it. Don't doubt me. The TSA is back in the news, folks. I'm always on the lookout for stuff about the TSA. This is quite disconcerting. However, this is really quite, shall I say? Well, here's the headline. Quiet skies. Air marshals are conducting domestic surveillance. evidently outside of the airport. I kid you not, here is the story. This program was launched in 2010. Now, of course, activity may align with terror threats and watch lists, but they also flag travelers, analyzed and vetted various peoples that are American citizens. Simply keen-eyed observation or something more sinister, the Boston Globe reports that the Federal Air Marshal Service has spent the last several years doing more than just providing plain clothes in-flight security. Under a program called Quiet Skies, air marshals have been tracking suspicious behavior and conducting surveillance of travelers even without any evidence of criminal behavior. You come from a country that is on our watch list. You were just working there. Maybe you were visiting, vacationing, what have you. Nothing to raise a flag, except the air marshals now think it's time to watch you, follow you, surveil you. You're a U.S. citizen. You have no criminal record. You've never espoused any sort of radical political views. You don't write anything on social media that would arouse suspicion. Yet, you get off the plane, and next thing you know, well, you don't know, you're under surveillance. Now, the scary thing is that according to these reports, they've done this to thousands of American citizens already. Having your every move recorded. Folks, I'm sorry, but that is not a free society. A free society does not accuse you of a potential crime with no evidence that you ever were even thinking about doing it. I mean, this is the movie Minority Report on steroids. Hey, this person came from this country. We better watch them. Did they ever say or espouse or act in a manner that was suspicious at all? No, they just got off the plane that came from that area. So, that's suspicious in itself. And of course, they get to follow you, surveil you. By the way, that costs taxpayer money. And that money could be better spent actually tracking real criminals and real terrorists. But no, they're following you, the American citizen, with no evidence of any potential wrongdoing whatsoever, in order to keep you safe in the air. They want to make you scared on the ground of your own government. They're hiding in your shadows. And now you know. And the scary thing is that if you even think about stepping out of line and they come down on you like a ton of bricks, you will say, well, how do you know I was doing or thinking of this? And they say, well, on this date, you did this, this, this. And then you will realize and know that you have been followed and surveilled for days, weeks, or months, according to this report. Unbelievable.
You're listening to The Rod Eccles Show. Let truth be told.
Yes, love hurts. It can hurt emotionally, but more important, it can also hurt you physically. It can hurt you in a way which nobody who owns a hot tub and lives in California can afford to be unaware of. Yes, I'm talking about California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. This painful, incurable disease can make an enjoyable soak in a hot tub with family, friends, and dog into a literally unforgettable experience. If you catch California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, not only will you walk around feeling like you're about to pass a twisted sardine can lid, you'll also smell like a pile of burning tractor tires. So don't jump out of the frying pan and into the hot tub, because if you get California hot tub rectal gonorrhea, it'll really burn your ass.
This has been a public service message brought to you by the Citizens Against CHTRG Foundation. California hot tub rectal gonorrhea. We're not going to take it sitting down.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-595-2614 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 595-2614 to take your call now. Call 800-595-2614. That's 800-595-2614. Again, 800-595-2614.
We've all heard of male enhancement, but now there's an expert on true male enhancement in the areas that really count. In Herb Ellis's book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, you'll find answers to questions like, why doesn't she want to have sex? A quick start, quick results workout guide, plus what you can do as a side hustle to make money now. With all the great tips in this book, every man can benefit. Get the book, Husband 2.0, Real Male Enhancement, on Amazon.com.
It started with a knock, but it wouldn't end there. What happens in the story next, many wouldn't understand, and most wouldn't believe. 5+2=Perfection by Samuel Rosette Jr. is a must-read. The scriptures within are reminders of the ancient past, and yet intriguingly infuses with texts which stand on the edge of the stage of relevancy. Available online at Westbow Press, Amazon, Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, and SamuelRosetteJr.com.
This holiday season, help Soldiers for Stockings improve the morale and welfare of members of our armed forces deployed overseas. Now through November 20th, there is so much work to be done, and you can help in many ways. Download the stocking pattern from stockingsforsoldiers.org and start sewing today. Volunteer to help decorate and assemble stockings. Donate Christmas candies, snacks, nuts, chips, drink mixes, DVDs, books, magazines, lip balm, toiletries, and other items needed to fill the stockings. Or help make packets of snowman soup, hot chocolate, to send along with the stockings. For more information, patterns, and a list of items needed, visit stockingsforsoldiers.org. This holiday season, help send our troops a touch of home. For many, it's all they will receive. All stockings need to be completed by November 20th. So get started today at stockingsforsoldiers.org. That's stockingsforsoldiers.org. Stockings for Soldiers, sending stockings filled with joy to our soldiers in harm's way for the 9th consecutive year.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 7ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.7ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 7ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Let's go to town. Let's raise our expectations. Let's prepare to be delighted. Let's raise a glass in our spirits. Most of all, let's have some fun doing it. Let's go to Kalamazoo, a big little city in southwest Michigan, a community like no other, where crime is high and old water pipes bursting will have us asking to leave. Where every hour and every day there's new crime to see or hear, drug deals and overdoses, police stations and jails running at full capacity all the time. Polluted water at the diner, detours from broken water mains that are sure to make us want to leave. Let's go to Kalamazoo and embrace all the crime this town has to offer. Because the times we savor the most are pure Michigan. Your trip begins at Michigan.gov.
Shh. The Rod Echols Show.
And welcome back. Glad that you're still out there within the listening audience. Hey, folks, can I ask you a favor? If you do enjoy this program, and I know some of you already do this already, so I'm not really asking you because you've already done this, but if you really find this show informative and or entertaining, I hope you find it both informative and entertaining, and we'll be adding some more entertaining stuff coming up in the new season in the fall, in the autumn. But just spread the word. Spread the word. I appreciate that. And don't forget to follow me on various social media outlets where you might be. I'm easy to find. Just all you got to do is, if you're on a social media platform, you know, all you got to do is punch in Rod Echols or Elrod, and you'll be able to find me. I make myself very difficult to find, I know, but that's the best way to do it. It could be Twitter, Gab, Facebook, MeWe, LinkedIn, Google Plus. Still over there. Yeah, I don't do much with Google Plus. I do pay attention to it, though. I don't do a lot of posting on Google Plus, but used to be Google Circles, and now it's Google Plus. But in any case, that was something that Google dropped the ball on. They had an opportunity. They really. I don't know if they were just afraid of antitrust issues because, you know, the governments are. I get it. What Google is now facing a huge multi billion dollar fine in the EU over their so-called collusionary tactics. Everybody's into collusion nowadays. Even over there, even Google, I guess. But look, you know, look, they do have to spend an awful lot of money to make stuff, but there isn't a whole hell of a lot of physical presence for them. All they have to do is spend money on people who can write code, and they invent something new, and they put it out there and spread it, and people buy into it, and they use it. I mean, they may have to pay for it, usually free, but and it comes with Google Ads and stuff if it's free. But there you go. I mean, Google is, as far as, you know, real estate is a big thing. You know, real wealth is still created by real estate. But now there's also something called digital real estate. And there are lots. You would be surprised at who, you know, if you have some of your favorite websites that are not social media, but you'd be surprised the conglomerates that own hundreds, thousands of websites. It's an incredible thing. Do you know that there are companies out there? You ever see some of these? You go to a website and it looks like it's because maybe you spelled it wrong, or it's no longer active as a website that it was. And you see, you know, it looks like just a spam page of ads. Well, it's not spam. It's called a parked site or a parked domain. There are companies. In fact, the last time I looked at this kind of thing, because, you know, even you can get on this park domain thing, and they, what they'll do is they'll actually use algorithms and other software to figure out the common misspellings of some popular websites, and they'll go register those misspelled names, but they don't do anything with them, you think, but they do. It's called parking, domain parking. And when you land on it, you see all these ads. Now, believe it or not, people actually click on those links and those ads a lot. And there is a company out of Canada. Now, this is a couple of years ago, but there's a company out of Canada. At that particular time, that company owned nearly 500,000. That's nearly 500,000 parked sites. they were pulling in over $100,000 per month in revenue. Not bad. So real estate, digital real estate is king, as well as real estate. And Google, without having parked sites, has mastered the digital real estate space. And now they're branching out, and sometimes you're going to a Google site and you don't even know it's owned by Google, because Google is now not really Google, it's Alphabet. That was a brilliant move. I'll give it to them. That was a brilliant move by Google to form a parent company. Because now when things are when you go to places, it's not linked back to Google. It's linked back to Alphabet, and people aren't familiar with Alphabet. But this is something that the EU has picked up on and says, well, you can't play this way, Google or Alphabet, and so we're going to fine you for not playing fair. But look, it's easy. All you got to do is build your own sites. And trust me, but now there's a lot of software that'll automate a lot of this process. Trust me, I've looked into it for Zinc Media Arts. I've looked into it, it takes some time to set up. It takes some money and investment up front to do. But then once you get this stuff set up, it starts running on autopilot, and you don't need a whole hell of a lot of employees. You know, that company up in Canada with those nearly 500,000 sites, they have less than 50 employees. It doesn't take a whole lot of people to run this stuff. But in any case, good luck trying to figure out how to do the park domain stuff, because try misspelling something, and you're more likely than not to run into a already parked site. So it's kind of, but there is software out there that's supposed to help you find this kind of stuff. Yeah, I looked into that a couple of years ago. But the cost of entry at that particular time for that type of software was ridiculous. I mean, for the software that did this at the time, they wanted to, a few thousand dollars for the software, plus maintenance fees on a monthly basis and storage fees. And you had to park your sites that you found through them onto their servers. And their cost for parking sites was a little bit high. So it was going to cost thousands of dollars per month. So it was not what it was touted to be, but it was an interesting business model that I did not know existed up until that point. So again, hey, if you want to try it, go right ahead. You can do a lot of affiliate marketing with park sites. People do. But you've got to know how to, find the right site, or even there are park sites that actually appear on the first page of search engines like Google and DuckDuckGo and Bing. I'm not kidding. You go to them and you get a park site. It's happened before to me. I'd go and search for a particular term and boom. In that first page, you go, oh, this one looks good too. You might be down towards the bottom of the first page, but you click on it and it's a park site. And you're thinking, what the hell? But it's business. And it's a brilliant business because they don't have to tell you who owns these things. Again, this is why Alphabet was formed. If you think it was just because people were mad at Google, well, yes, but Alphabet was formed so it could be a parent company, so it could have subsidiaries all over the place. And if they have a subsidiary, then the name of that subsidiary comes first. And then if it has to go back further, it doesn't go to Google, it goes to Alphabet. So Google's off the hook. You see? It's kind of a shell game. But it works. Any case, Portland, Oregon, or is it Oregon, or is it just Oregon? You like piano organ? Portland, Oregon police refused to respond to at least two 911 emergency calls from U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, otherwise known as ICE employees. Inside their offices where violent protesters held week-long demonstrations. The Portland Police Department was prevented from answering 911 calls from ICE. The National Immigration and Customs Enforcement Council, a union representing ICE employees, wrote a cease and desist letter to Mayor Ted Wheeler asking him to ensure the police enforce the law equally and protect innocent people. Now, I guarantee you, if those ICE agents had firearms on them, and some of them do, and they felt that their life was threatened by these protesters and started shooting, all hell would break loose, and they'd all be blaming Donald Trump. The ICE went on to say that your current policy forbidding Portland law enforcement agencies from assisting employees of the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency who request law enforcement assistance while at or away from work is a violation of United States Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. So again, who's racist and bigoted? You have Portland mayor and police chief telling the police officers to stand down because, oh, why? ICE is only doing what? Their job. Their job is to protect our borders. Their job is to enforce immigration law. Immigration law that was also in full force under Barack Hussein Obama. This immigration law enforcement stuff with ICE and other immigration enforcement agencies is not Trumpian. It's not new. We've been enforcing immigration laws in this country since 1920. You know, after the First World War, when the League of Nations was born and all nations decided, you know what? We have a right to protect our borders and decide who can come into our countries and not. You're right, you do. Everybody agreed. And the passport system was set up. This has been around for a long, long time. We shouldn't have borders. Well, go back to World War I and tell all those people back then. We got borders, strong borders after that because of that war and countries not respecting one another. And basically having open borders everywhere. That didn't help the world, did it? Plunged the world into the First World War, which then led to the Second World War. Open borders, historically speaking, open borders is a very bad idea. Mankind is just not, we've never really been good with open borders. You've always let, people come in to the, well, before they could really enforce border. People who should not be in a particular country would come in and foment all kinds of discord and disorder within that country. And of course, what did they used to call them back then? Everybody who was against the whatever the government was in that particular country was what? A spy. Now, maybe you really weren't a spy, as we know the meaning of the word, but that's what they called you if you were not supposed to be in that country. If you were not native to that land, you were a spy. And if you were caught and charged with being a spy and you were quote unquote convicted of being a spy, in most countries you were summarily executed. Well, we don't do that necessarily today. We don't call everybody who comes into the country illegally a spy. But we do try to catch them. And when we convict them of crossing our borders illegally, we send them home. Sometimes we jail them first. depending on what other crimes they may have committed. But we do send them home. And this is to take criminals off the street, like any other law enforcement officer wants to do. ICE is a law enforcement agency. They're doing their job. ICE is nothing more than cops. That's what they are. They're cops. The FBI agents, they're cops. Secret Service agents, they're cops. Your local police department and police officers, they're cops. Your sheriff's deputies, they're cops. Law enforcement officers everywhere, they're just cops doing their various jobs that they are charged with doing within the jurisdictions that they're charged with protecting. How hard is that to understand? Anybody with arrest powers that has a badge is a cop. That is their job. Now, did you know that the law of the land pretty much states that if you're a law enforcement officer, it doesn't matter what kind of law enforcement officer you are, if you are in sight of a crime being committed, it is your duty as a cop, even if you are out of your jurisdiction, to intervene and make an arrest. That's the law. No, if a cop stands down because he's out of jurisdiction, unless somebody actually dies or is murdered or something, they usually don't hold the cop accountable. They just say, well, he's out of his jurisdiction, but he's supposed to report it. But the reality is that the law says you're a law enforcement officer. You could be an FBI agent, and if you see an assault happening, you're supposed to intervene and make an arrest. Now, of course, you're supposed to wait for assistance and backup and hand over the whole procedure to the local authorities that are in charge of that area. But you are charged. If you don't, you're in potential dereliction of duty. That can be serious for a police officer, for a law enforcement officer. That's a serious accusation. You lose your job over stuff like that. So the reality is, if you're a cop, if you are a police chief and you tell your officers to stand down when there are crimes being committed, that is dereliction of duty and is cause for immediate dismissal from your position. Anywhere in this country. That's a fact, folks. I know the left doesn't like facts, but I mean, look, we're a nation of laws. We're not a nation of men and women. We're not. We're not a nation of feeling. We're a nation of laws. The law is pretty damn clear. And now you've got these, and frankly, I think if we started enforcing some of these laws against some of these people that are supposed to be untouchable, you'd have a lot more of this stuff going on, or a lot less, excuse me. You have a lot less of this stuff going on. If we actually started charging people in the swamp with the real crimes that they actually committed, and we know they committed, and started charging them and convicting them and sending them to jail for the appropriate amount of time, you'd have less of this stuff going on. A lot less. But they feel that they can get away with it, so they do. They do whatever they damn well please. So you have ICE officers or ICE agents or ICE employees who dial 911 and say, we have a problem, there is some unrest, people could get hurt or even killed, please send the police, and you don't send them? Well, whatever happens after that is all on the person who's ignoring the request. And you know the lamestream media here would just go ahead and blame Donald Trump if anything happened. Speaking of Portland, if you go south into California, down all the way down to San Diego, the city of San Diego is evidently blacklisting companies that choose to work on the border wall. Folks, I cannot make this stuff up. The president has put something out there, and he's put Speaker Paul Ryan and Senate Leader Mitch McConnell on notice. There, you know, there's some people thinking, well, he's daring the Democrats. No, he's not actually. I mean, that's secondary. The main thing he's doing is he's not so much Paul Ryan because he's out. And Paul Ryan said, well, I'm untouchable. You know, I'm retiring. Everybody knows it. I'm leaving. Doesn't matter. But Mitch McConnell is in his crosshairs with this one. The president says, I will shut the government down if I do not get what I want for border security. Not just the wall, but border security. That is a shot fired across the bow of Paul Ryan, but more so Mitch McConnell. And people are reading, oh, this is for Chuck Schumer. No, that's just secondary. Because Mitch McConnell and Paul Ryan, just like the Democrats did with Obamacare, could push through any damn thing that they want, and the president would sign it. They could get there if they really wanted to. If they really wanted, and we know that there are many members on the Republican side that are members, they're swamp monsters, they're not for doing what Donald Trump wants to do, one, because it's him, Trump, and they don't like him, or two, they really want some open borders too, because somehow they or their constituents that contribute to them profit from illegal immigrants. And trust me, there are Republicans that do. I mean, you've got the U.S., surprisingly enough, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is not for tougher border controls. It's not. And you would think that businesses, especially in this area, businesses are complaining if they can't find enough employees to fill their summer positions because Trump has gotten more tough on immigration, so there's fewer people. Read that as fewer illegal immigrants migrating all the way up to Maine for jobs. It is what it is. We'll be back.
Warning. Listening to The Rod Echols Show by the idiot left may cause outrage, fear, a need for safety pins and or spaces. If you experience any of these symptoms or are allergic to truth, tune in and learn something.
Have you ever thought to yourself, I'm a leftist elite Hollywood a-hole? If so, good news. The Rod Echols Hollywood Community College is now open, featuring such courses as unemployment is not paid vacation. No, Americans don't want to spend $19 for an order of French fries and the ever popular shut the hell up. Why, just listen to this big time celebrity endorsement.
I'm not Rosie O'Donnell, and I think this school's offensive, sexist, and racist.
And I think you're a giant a-hole who needs to shut the hell up. Hey, we teach a course in that. The Rod Echols Hollywood Community College, where being an a-hole is not a guarantee you'll be an A-student.
Thousands of families affected by disease.